Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Kevin?
Yes.
Great, Kevin. My name is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Was
Good to
the
hear.
lady a third party person, or is that she
No,
works
she works for
in
our
your
company.
company?
Yeah, it's Marietta.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. I see.
Okay. Our company, just so you know, we're Local Splash. We're in Fountain Valley, so Orange County, a little north of you, right? We've been in business 20 years, and we're a Google Premier Partner. This is the highest level of partnership you could reach with Google, so you'll be in good hands with us.
Yeah, I
Okay.
know. I got a number of calls, like yours, and they all say that they're Google partners, and they want to list me in the Google Business Directory. So, what is the what makes your company different from other marketing companies?
Well, one thing, and we've spoken to you a bunch of times too. I was gonna ask you what held you back from moving forward in the past, but to answer your question first, one thing that I think separates us, is for one, everything we do is in-house, including like our search engine optimization department, our social media ads. So we're able, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you, and we give you full access through your client dashboard through us, right? To all your listings as well.
Okay. She said that the other lady said that she saw my website and saw that I have a good reputation. What does she mean by that? Did she see my company on Google search engine or something?
So currently you have a Google business profile. You're on Angie Leads, Angie Ads, Facebook. We see all these things. What you might have been talking about is your reviews on Google. Currently, you have a 5-star rating with 3 reviews.
Oh, I see. I see.
Okay. But you're not ranking on the first page of Google. So, just curious, I know you said you're getting all these calls, right? We've even talked to you in the past. What's held you back from moving forward?
It's just the cost and the uncertainty of the number of calls or leads I can generate from your service.
Okay. Okay. So through search engine optimization, okay, and that's what we do, right? If you search local SEO services in Fountain Valley, we're the first one that shows up even. But there's no way to tell you you're going to get X amount of jobs or X amount of leads from this. What it is basically is you're paying for the placement. So what I'd like to do is go over our rates with you again. And then I can let you know everything included along with the timelines. That way you know like what to expect and when to expect it. Does that sound good?
Right. When was the last time you guys spoke to me?
Let's see here. So you spoke with Tyler back in 2020. He's on the account lead team as well, so a while back. Let's see. And you spoke to John, like 3 months later, still in 2020. And then there's been like multiple calls to you since then from like our opening department, like we call them mapping coordinators, but they're basically openers, do you remember speaking with us at all? Just curious.
Vaguely. You
Vaguely,
must have
okay.
a really good CRM system.
Well, yeah, we have everything, like every call that we've made to you, it's all logged in here and everything. Yes, sir.
Do you use the Salesforce by any chance?
I don't know what it's called. It's called Manager on our side. So it's like manager.localsplash.com, and it has like that's just what I go into, and it shows me like by your phone number. It'll show me like everything that every time we've called, all the notes in here, etc. But
Oh,
yeah, we've gone
I was
over
looking for
pricing with you. There's been emails sent to you. So that's why I was like, hey man, what's held you back?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the cost and
with any of these companies
yeah.
or
no, not yet.
Okay.
Like, because I know that Angie, even though they're, you know, expensive per lead, they pretty much, you know, guarantee, you know, almost like guarantee that I'll be getting solid leads from them. So I wasn't.
Yeah,
sure.
It's not jobs though, right? Like nobody can guarantee
right.
a specific amount of jobs. That's a pay per lead program, you know? Google has a pay per lead
sure.
program as well called Google Guaranteed. I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up here too. I mean, I could get into that with you, but first off, let me tell you our base program, just so you have a recap of that. So our rates here, they're month to month, no contracts. Also, we make it a set flat rate. Okay.
Okay.
That rate will be at $299 a month.
Okay.
Now, what that's going to include, and again, I'm going to hit the timelines at the same time. Okay. Kind of kill two birds, one stone type of thing.
Okay.
Day one at sign up, we give you access to a client dashboard. This is just the tracking and reporting system so you can see
okay.
everything we're doing from one convenient location. Okay.
Okay.
7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to have you submitted to Bing, Apple, Yahoo, and you already submitted to Meta and Google, which is good. So the additional directories we're going to submit you to, we'll make you the owner of those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Does that make sense
okay.
so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of that is just to increase your exposure, okay, to get you traction where people can search and be able to see your business, right? We're going to do that through keyword phrases. So we target you for 20 keyword phrases total. So just to give you an example of that, let's say room addition near me or best general
right.
contractors, right? Even though best general contractors is three words, that would be considered one keyword phrase. So you get 20 keyword phrases total. Okay?
Got it.
Now, our timeline for you to rank on the first page of Google is 45 to 60 days from startup. So it is a process, okay? Now, what's happening prior to first page placement on Google, 7 to 14 days from sign up, we're going to have your Google listing fully optimized. That just means we'll have the keywords embedded in it, and we're going to have those correlating with all the keywords we submitted to all your other directories as well, okay? Now, to start getting you traction too in that 7 to 14 day mark, we will also run social media ads for you. Have you ever seen or used Meta ads before?
Yes, I have.
You have. Okay. So that's included. So out of the $299 monthly, $100 of that goes towards your Meta ads each month. It's just to get you some traction while we're working on that first page placement. And that will be monthly though. You'll have that $100 allocation.
I see.
Okay. Now, how do you like your website?
It's okay. I know that it's currently under construction, but it'll be live tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And I've hired a third-party web designer to work on it.
Okay, good. It doesn't say under construction on the website, so just so you're aware, it is live.
So
we'll link that to your name all across the internet. Basically, all we need is it has the SSL certificate and it has the phone number at the top, so that's perfectly fine.
Do you need to tweak some of the content so that it's more search engine optimized?
That's through on-site SEO. So there's on-site SEO and off-site. Okay, on-site is through the website itself. It's like blogging, metadata, backlinks. There's a lot that goes into that. The problem with on-site SEO is it takes a long time to rank if you ever even do now because you're competing with like Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, Yelp, Yellowpage, you know, like it's very difficult. Off-site SEO is essentially the map section, okay? So that's a lot faster to rank because all those companies I mentioned don't have local offices where you are, right? So So you're able to rank much faster. So we don't need to get into your website and do blogs or anything like that. You're never going to rank there, essentially. You know, like, so the off-site SEO is the method. That's the route to go. And then SEM, right, which is search engine marketing, that's essentially the ads. So Meta ads, Google Guaranteed. In our base package, we include Meta ads with it to get you some traction.
I see.
Okay.
In the future, though, do you guys have a program to help my website to be ranked organically in the first page of the Google search engine?
Okay, so we can design your website or redesign it, but again, sort of the on-site SEO, like the organic placement you're talking about, it's very difficult for that to happen. It's not going to happen. Okay, so you can spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get these bloggers and things flying around your website, and just it's very difficult to happen now. So your best method is going to be the map section on Google, which is one thing that we specialize in.
Okay. That makes sense, and thank you for being honest with me, because there are other companies who are promising me to be able to place my website on the first page of Google within like 3 months or so.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. In the organic section, like, because I know what you're talking about. When you do a search, you have sponsored, you have a map, and then you have the listings below that are, like, flooded with the lead programs. Getting in that section, it's very difficult unless you're, like, in the boonies, you know? Like, it's very hard to get there, you know?
Now, like, a sponsor, those are the ads, Google ads?
Correct. So there's Google Ads and then there's Google Guaranteed. Google Ads is pay per click. So every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. Google Guaranteed is pay per qualified lead. Okay. That program is much better. Uh-huh. Like if you have the choice between Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, you want to go Google Guaranteed every time because you know you're actually getting a phone call, you know?
Gotcha. Do we have a program for that too?
We do. So let me pull up the cost per lead. Give me a second here. And then I'll go over the requirements and stuff too, but get you the cost real fast. General contractor.
Before you get into that, so what you said is the basic program, which is a $200, how much was it again?
$299.
$299, essentially $300 per month.
Yes, sir.
That includes the Meta ads, and also doing some search engine optimization for the Google business listing, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you said that it's going to take about 40 to 60 days to...
45 to 60 days
that
is what we send you in
45
writing.
To 60?
Yes, sir.
So that's when I can expect to get, like, calls?
Well, that's when you're going to get ranking. We can't guarantee, getting actual calls. But for you to rank on the first page in the map section within the first 20, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days.
Gotcha. But in theory, though, when I rank high in that listing, I should be getting calls, right?
You should be correct, in theory. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, Google Guaranteed.
Like
go ahead.
Do you have, like, a data from other clients? Like, I just want to gauge some, you know, expectation. Like for someone like me, a small general contractor doing mostly just a kitchen and bathroom, within, like, 45 to 60 days, like, how many volume of calls do you think I can realistically expect after, like, 60 days?
So the numbers from other clients, it's going to, because like somebody who's in Austin, Texas, for example, isn't going to get the same results as you're going to have. The same with somebody
I'm talking
in,
about someone similar to my profile, like San Diego or California, a small general contractor doing residential kitchen and bathroom modeling.
I understand what you're saying. But so like to give you an example, like off the past 30 days, within a 50-mile radius of you, I just put in your zip code, 92123, okay? Keywords related to general contractor have been searched 2,817 times. That doesn't mean you'll get 2,800 phone calls, though. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, the best way to see what your results will be, essentially, is once you get rolling on this, right? Like, because the thing is, like, we put you in front of these clients where they're able to see you, so you become more searchable, but it's up to them to click to call you. We do everything in our power to make that happen, right? By putting your photos, reviews are a big part, so we'll give you tools to boost those, right? What we put in the actual post, et cetera. But it's up to the client to actually click and call you, you know?
That I totally understand that, but I don't know if you have, like, historical data that can kind of gauge, you know, something so that I can kind of gauge my ROI, return on investment here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's impossible to gauge that, sir, until we get rolling on your service. You know, like, I could pull up another client's listing and what their tracking is on it, right? But
yeah.
That doesn't mean it's
yeah.
going to be your numbers. You get what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
Well, what if you pull the data from a client who's in the similar geography and doing similar things?
We're not working with anybody in San Diego currently related to general contracting. That's why we're contacting your area. So I don't have any stats to even pull from that at this particular time.
What about Orange County or LA area?
Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, that's Google guaranteed, so that's different. Give me one sec.
And I assume you track calls too, right?
Yes, sir. In your client dashboard, it'll track how many clicks you're getting, views to your website, how many calls you're actually getting, everything. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I'm sure you can see your other clients, how they're doing.
Yeah, I'm just pulling up a client, and I found one in Orange County, but it was Google guaranteed. So I'm pulling up now. I'm going into the tracking system to see what their results are. Not for Google guaranteed, though. I found a client on a base program based out of Beach. So just give me a second. Okay, so this client has been with us for 3 years. The past month, and obviously, you know, it's winter, but past month they received 11 phone calls. Their peak was in August. They had a total of 63 phone calls. So obviously, you know, it can range, you know, but again, they've been with us for quite some time. So their reviews are high. So they get better over time, basically, if that makes
sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. So in the beginning, say after like 60 days being with you, I probably cannot even expect to get 11 calls, from your program. Because that 11 calls is coming from a client that's been with you for 3 years, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
So probably going to have to expect maybe one or two calls, perhaps?
And here's the thing. Your area, like, you might get 30 calls. You know, like, there's really – I hate going over, like, other clients in different areas, like, numbers, because it's all, like – it's all different, you know? It depends on your area. Now – 45 to 60 days is when you start ranking, right? So you really want to give this at least 2 months to see the results in terms of your online exposure. But really, like, you want to give it 3 months to see, like, what this can do for you. And by that time, too, you're hitting spring season, too. You know, like, it'll be April, so the results will obviously be better, you know. But this right. gets better over time as you're getting more reviews, you're becoming more relevant on Google. Like, what this is all about right. is increasing your online exposure, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, I'd like to start with your basic program.
Okay, okay. You could always upgrade to Google Guaranteed in the future, too. So just so you know, right. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here. I already okay. pulled up the cost per qualified lead. The cost per lead on that program, it is a little high. It's $98.67 per qualified lead. Okay.
When you say qualified lead, that means they have expressed their need to remodel their kitchen, and it should be a quality lead where I have a higher success rate of closing the deal.
So this is per Google. If you schedule an appointment, if you schedule an estimate with the lead, and I know you don't typically do this in your industry, but if you were to quote them, like go over pricing over the phone,
right?
Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead. So if they call and it's like out of your radius, service you don't provide,
right.
solicitation call, right? All of those are deemed unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's done automatically by an AI. So basically Google bots, which pick up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Which I'll send you all the details on that too.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm Yeah, I'll be interested in that in the near future too.
Yeah, it's an amazing program. Now it will require though you need to be licensed. I'll pull up the specific license. You are okay.
I am perfect.
And then you'll need insurance too on the company, and you'll need a background check as well, just so you're fully aware.
Sure.
So what I'll do, I'll get you rolling on the base program, but I'll send you the info for Google Guaranteed too. That way, when you're ready to upgrade, you are. You know, you're able to. You know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. If you can send me all the requirements for the Google Guaranteed, that'll be great.
Yeah. I'll pull them up right now. Even give me a second here. Okay. License. General contractor. Give me one sec.
While you're searching for it, I wish you had a program where you can actually qualify leads and send me like really high good leads, and then I can pay you a good referral fee.
Right. I've heard of clients having that through like, it'll be like usually like just like some local guy or something, you know, but we don't, Google doesn't have that currently, unfortunately. I have the required license. So it's a Class B general building contractor license. Do you currently have
that? That's what I have.
Okay. Awesome. And then let me check the insurance amount. Usually it's way lower than what you guys have, but let me just make sure real quick. All right, general contractor, California. Okay, you're going to need a minimum amount of $250,000 towards your liability insurance. Do you currently have that?
$250,000. That's an aggregated amount?
It's towards the liability insurance. Let me see if it says aggregated. Give me one quick second.
I think mine is... like $1 million.
Yeah, usually you guys are over like the amount, but let me look at the example real quick. Splash, let's say app. There it is. All right, where is it? There's the sample. Hold on, let me zoom in on this. You said aggregated, right?
Yeah.
It'll say, so it's the accord document they'll want to see, and it'll say, like, on each occurrence, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, like, the top right under limits. Not top right, though, actually, like, below, it'll say below revision number. It'll say, like, limits. So I guess it's kind of like the middle of the page, but it'll have the amount right there, and it just has to be a minimum amount of 250K. So if you have a million, you're golden, you know?
Yeah, I think that's pretty easy, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. So let me hold on. Make sure I'm gonna copy and paste because I'm gonna send it to you as well. You know. But okay.
Yeah.
So just for account purposes, what is your last name, Kevin?
Cho.
C-H-O, right? Cho.
Yes. Uh huh.
Perfect. And then Kevin. K-E-V-I-N. Right.
Yes.
All right. For your confirmation emails, you want those sent to the Kevin@bdprojectdesign.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So the first email I'm going to send you, it's titled Google and Facebook Marketing. That's going to be the base program that we went over, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to send you a separate email titled Google Guaranteed. I'm not setting up your Google Guaranteed account right now. But I just want you to have it for future reference. And what I'll do too is I'll also reply to that email with the cost per lead, minimum budget requirement, and I'll copy and paste all the subcategories in that vertical too. And I'll put the requirements, you know? So give me a second. Let me just get the initial one sent to you. Hold on. I hate it when it does that. My email just like completely refreshed as I was sending it. all right. So,
by the way, you're a good salesperson. I wish I had a salesperson like you for my company.
Man, I appreciate that. You know, I try to just be straight up. You know, I've been here 7.5 years. I'll tell you that I have the highest client retention rate with the company, and that's because I tell you guys exactly what it is that you're getting. I think too many guys, man, they'll try to overpromise, and the thing is, then you guys are only with us for like a month, you know, and that's not good for anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'd honestly rather get less sales and have longer retention, you know, cause you guys are happy. Sure. The company's happy. Like everything's working, you know?
That's right. So, that's right. That's how we should work. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially like, cause some guys we talk to, like their business is like dying. Like they need like work right now and really like, This isn't what that is. You know, it is a prod. It takes time, you know? So,
Are you like a personal friend to the owner of a company?
No. I'm not a personal friend. I just, I've been here 7.5 years and, he's awesome. His name's Dave Rodecker. He's the CEO of our company and he's, like super like hands on, like always trying to make our product better. You know, all of the, so in your client dashboard, there's a section that says, what does it say? Feedback. So you could write something in there. He's the one that reviews all of that. He doesn't task that to somebody else. Like he reviews it himself, you know?
That's pretty amazing.
You know?
Okay. Well, sounds like you're looking for a good company.
Yeah, 100%, man. I love it here. I actually work for two other SEO companies before this one. And it's night and day, man. Like this company's extremely better. I'll be here for a long, long time for sure. You know.
I see. Yeah. That sounds good.
All right. So let me hold on. Company name. So the way we're branding is BD Project and Design, right? Is that how the business is registered?
So BD's just BD. It stands for Blue Diamond, and then. The second word is project singular, and then there's ampersand sign, and then BD project and design.
Okay, so BD project and design. That's how it's supposed to be listed, right? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Because especially when you get to Google Guaranteed, we have to list it as it's registered, you know? So we might as well line it all up right now as is.
Right.
Okay. I have an address here for you of 4455 Murphy Canyon Road, Suite 100. Is that correct?
Can I give you a different address?
Yes, sir.
I moved a few months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is probably from 2020 when they first talked to you.
Yeah.
What's the new address?
It is 2358.
Okay.
University Avenue.
University Avenue. Okay. Got it.
And the suite number 368.
Suite 368. I have the zip to 92104, right?
Correct.
Okay. When I type it in, it pulls up. So 2358
okay.
University Avenue, Suite 368, mm-hmm. San Diego, mm-hmm. 92104. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is yes. that the business on your license too? Or the address, I mean?
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect. Okay. So, and then website onestopcontractors.com, right? Wait
no,
a minute.
BD,
yeah,
BD
I got it. BeyondDesignBuild.com, right?
No. BDProjectDesign.com, just like my email address domain.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me hold on.
Yeah, that's the website I was referring to. It's currently under construction, but it'll be live within 1 or 2 days.
Oh, okay. This one does say under maintenance. Okay, so you're gonna have it live in 1 to 2 days. You said, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So let me link it. That works with our timelines too. So that'll be fine. If it takes longer,
okay.
just call me. Okay. So we're aware.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So regarding calling me, I'm gonna send you a text right now with
yeah.
my direct line and extension. I will be
yeah.
your account lead on this. So if you
okay.
ever have questions. You could contact
yeah.
me directly, and I'll get you to the right department
yeah.
if needed, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
a lot of
good
times
good.
I could just answer the question on the phone, though, you know?
Yeah. Sounds like you're very knowledgeable.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, man. Yeah. Okay. And then talk to me about your service radius. Obviously, in the map section, it's kind of like when you look for a gas station, right? Like the nearest one's going
right.
to show up. So your map section is not going to be able to range, like, you know, 100 miles or anything like that. But
mm-hmm.
how far for your ads do you want to target?
I would like to be more local, so like 25
Perfect.
Miles.
Perfect. Okay. So let's put you in for a 25-mile radius to start. Okay. And talk to me about your services. So are you doing like ADUs, room additions?
Yes.
Okay.
ADUs, room additions, kitchen. Bathroom, flooring.
Perfect. All types of flooring?
All types of flooring.
Okay, perfect.
And also, I'd like to, if you could, add painting as well.
Okay. Painting too. Got it. Okay. So I got ADUs, room additions, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, flooring. I put all types to painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you're a general contractor. So what will happen, our technicians are experts in keyword phrases. So they'll pull
mm-hmm.
up, like, how people are searching it in your area, and they'll go over those with you in detail. Just a heads up on Google Guaranteed, when you do upgrade to that in the future, those have preset subcategories. So it's not customized keywords. Those are subcategories you'll turn on. So we'll kind of cross that bridge later. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
For the basic program, can you also add a custom home building as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Custom home building. Perfect. Okay. And your keywords, dude, they'll go over. So if you forget something, if you're like, man, I actually want sheetrock too, or like whatever, right?
Oh.
They'll be
yeah,
able to
yeah.
add it too. Okay. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
oh,
I'm just.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought of another.
Yeah. Shoot.
What do you call it? What do you call that? Architect or architecture and designing?
Okay, structural design? Is that what you mean, or?
Drafting, right? Drafting.
Okay,
like
got it.
What's the word? Architecture or architect?
I think it's architectural design.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, architectural design. Let me see the one I was thinking of. Let me pull up the subcategories real quick just to make sure it's not
mm-hmm.
that. General contractor. Okay. Accessory buildings. That's not it, right?
Yeah.
I was way off. Drafting, architectural
ADU.
Design. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more towards ADUs. I get you. I get you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So drafting architectural design. All right. So next steps of this, Kevin, what I'm going to do, I need to secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement, that everything is month to month here, no contracts. Yeah. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. This is where they're going to go through all the fun stuff, keywords, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Kevin Cho on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
Let me just make sure.
Yes, sir. I know half of mine have the middle initial, half don't.
I think there is a middle initial. M is Mary, like Mary.
Got it. So Kevin M. Cho. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then the billing address, is it it's the new address, right? The 2358 University Avenue?
Actually, I have a different billing address.
Oh, okay. What's the billing address?
So it's 3980.
Okay.
Texas Street.
Access Street, like with an A?
I'm sorry, Texas, like a state, Texas.
Oh, Texas Street. Got it. Okay.
San Diego, California, 92104.
92104. Okay. So hold on. Let me just pull it up real fast. Okay. So 3980 Texas Street, San Diego, 92104. Correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And let's see. The card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It'll be Discover.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Oh, gosh. I thought I had it in my position, but it's in my Apple wallet, which doesn't show all the card number.
Got it. Yeah, we would need the card expiration and the CVV code.
The thing is, the Apple Wallet doesn't show all those numbers, huh?
I don't think so. I don't use my Apple Wallet very often. You know, I'm still old school, man. I don't even like to tap, really. I put the chip in, you know, like they'll be like tap it, and I tap it like backwards sometimes, or something. Like I don't know.
okay, is it okay if I call you back with that, or somehow you can send me a link where I can just type in?
Yeah, later? If you want to type it in, I got to create you a login credential. It won't let you charge it, though, because we don't want you to, like, accidentally charge it. Give me one quick second here. Let me assign the package, and then I'll shoot you the username and password, okay? Just give me a moment. Okay. Alright, okay, so it's assigned. Let me get you the username and password. I'm going to email it right now, okay, and I'm going to text it to you as well.
Okay.
All right, let me make sure I updated everything on here. Okay, so what it's going to do is when you log in, okay, so you click that link, you'll go to username and password, right? When you log in, I think it's going to take you to the Terms of Experience page. What you need to do is just click like next. Like what you got to do is get to the settings and then go to billing, right? And then under billing, that'll allow you to put your card information in. Does that make sense? Yeah, if you're having trouble doing it, all you got to do is just call me when you're in front of it, you know?
Yeah.
Let me see. That welcome email, I don't think, did you receive it? It says in queue.
I'm just going over the terms and conditions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the terms of experience there, that's everything you're paying for in writing. What's not in that package, ignore the My Site custom website, Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, and Yelp Ads are not included in the platform you're on. So you'll see, like, stars next to all those, you know?
Okay.
Man, I forget what it says. It's been a while since I had a client put it in on their own, you know? It should say after you, like, accept or whatnot, it should say your subscription is not active, I believe. So you have to click to, like, activate, and then it'll take you to the billing screen. I believe that's what you're going to see.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I'm in the, I guess, dashboard. The business info has it's missing my suite number.
Oh yeah. We're gonna attach everything. I have it in the file here, so you don't have to worry about, like, we are gonna attach it all. It's just what do you call it? It's not even active yet. So what you'll want to do is go to let me see here, let's see what it says. All right, so I'm in the client dashboard, account settings, right above business info.
Right above business accounts. Okay, my menu items are like home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights, Facebook ads, Google ads, reviews, posts, business info.
And then your name, right? Kevin M. Cho?
Yeah.
So you're going to click Kevin M. Cho, and then you're going to see account settings.
Got it.
And then you click account settings, and then the third one down should be billing.
Got it.
And then, it's payment info. So it'll be right underneath the word back. You'll see payment info, and that's where it should have the billing address in there too, because I updated it on my end. But if the card's different than Discover, you'll have to change it from whatever it is, you know? And then once you hit update, it will code everything out. So you'll see all X's and then just the last four digits of the card number.
Right. Okay, let me see. Something's not showing my Discover card. Is it okay if I do this at home?
Yeah, absolutely. Just give me a call after you enter it, what we still need to do is I got to read that voice verification or whatever. They just make me read it, right? Okay. And then we got to schedule your client interview with one of our techs, you know? So when you're home, just call me when you're in front of it, and we'll finish setting everything up. What time are you getting home? Because we're 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, I should be home within about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're perfect then. I just want to make sure it wasn't after 4, then we'd have to set something up for tomorrow. you know, but, okay.
No.
Yeah. So when you're home, just, and after you entered in, just give me a call and then we'll finish set up. I have everything else notated so we don't have to like restart, you know?
Got it. Got it. So let me make sure I have your phone number. You're at 877-635-6225 extension 711.
That's me. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. All right. Go. I'll call you.
All right. Perfect. Talk to you soon, Kevin.
Okay, Daniel.
All right.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.